This is KERA, I'm Sam Baker. Because of effective screening and prevention, only about 4,000 women die from cervical cancer each year. That's lower than other gynecological cancers, but a recent study of a dozen states over 10 years found experts may have underestimated the risk of dying from the disease. I talked about this with Dr. Lakshmi Kannan, an oncologist with Methodist Charlton Medical Center.
The previous study had included all women, including people who have had hysterectomies in the bottom number. Women who have had hysterectomies don't have any cervix any longer.
So therefore, no cervical cancer.
Therefore, no cervical cancer. So it only seems fair not to include them in the total pool of women who are at risk. And when you do a calculation of women who are getting cancers or who are dying of cancers to the total number of women at risk, the bottom number drops significantly. So the ratio went up.
Still, black women were found to be dying at a rate 77% higher than thought. White women, 47%.
There is actually a 40% disparity in African-American women dying compared to white women dying.
But do we know the reason for the disparity?
The reason for the disparity is many. Number one, access to screening is much less for African-American women. Second is that even if they have a positive test, a lot of African women don't go back to get the confirmatory results and to take care of things. Number three, they feel that disparity of care between African American women and white women, stage for stage, exists.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the three major factors. Apart from the fact that actually, when you look at the number of African American women who have had hysterectomies, the study actually found that the African American women who have had hysterectomies is higher. So the bottom number even dropped even further for African American women as opposed to white women. The other reason is also that the deadlier cervical cancer, which is called adenocarcinoma, the incidence keeps rising in African American women even after 35, meaning that African American women are getting more and more of these adenocarcinomas as they age, as opposed to white women. They hit a plateau at the age of 35.
Why?
Just the incidence. There are, for example, the same incidence exists in breast cancer as well. They develop a deadlier cancer, reason for which is unclear. About 99% of cervical cancers are related to HPV. It is prevented with a vaccine. So we could safely say that women have less access to care, less access to HPV vaccinations, are not permitting HPV vaccinations in young girls. So I think that disparity exists. And why some women develop deadlier cancers, some women do not, unclear.
On the other hand, you brought up some other points that raise the question of why. Why less screening? Why are African American women not going back after they get, if they have the screenings or diagnosis?
I think it could be socioeconomic. It could be cultural. It could be a combination of factors. It could be cultural beliefs. It could be overall, there has been a cultural disparity which we have not been able to bridge the gap in African-American women as opposed to white women. But having said that, socially developed countries like America, your risk of dying from cervical cancer is 48% less than in developed countries.
Because we have the screening.
Because we
have ways of treating this.
Yes. And effective screening, effective treatment modalities, they have all bridged the gap, but we have not completely bridged the gap between the African-American and the white counterparts in many cancers.
How do you do it?
Maybe by increased awareness, maybe by promoting the HPV vaccination. If you go back and look at cervical cancers, the cervical cancers happen in women who have never had a screening test, pap smears, or who have missed it in the last 5 years. So the recommendation for cervical cancer screening is from the age of 21 to the age of 65, have pap smears every 3 years. And once you hit the age of 30, meaning that the HPV becomes much more of a bigger player after the age of 30, from 30 to 65, do pap smears and HPV testing every 5 years, assuming you're at an average risk. But if you're at high risk, say, for example, you're immunosuppressed, you're a smoker, you have multiple sexual partners, or your partners are high risk, meaning they have multiple sexual partners, that puts you at a higher risk. You need to go back and do the screening more often.
Dr. Kannan, thank you for being with me.
You're welcome.